IV drug users can donate blood after a one-year waiting period, so why can't gay and bisexual men? That's a question that baffles activists and scientists alike. Since 1977, the Food and Drug Administration has mandated that blood donation centers ask prospective male donors if they've had sex with a man. If the answer is yes, the man is deferred, meaning he's not allowed to donate blood. Ever. David Larson with the Puget Sound Blood Center says 30 years ago, when AIDS was emerging, this was valid. But things have changed.
We've been on the record for a number of years in favor of modifying the deferral to something more aligned with science.
Some European countries and Canada have reduced deferrals to 1 or 2 years for gay and bisexual men, and the American Medical Association also advocates changes to the FDA's policy, calling the current practice discriminatory. Larson agrees it's not just an issue of modern science, but also of equity.
Other people can be exposed to HIV through intravenous drug use and other ways. So, and we would agree that no matter what the risky behavior is, the deferral period from giving blood should be the same for all of that.
The Puget Sound Blood Center says every unit of blood collected is tested for HIV and many other blood-borne infections. Blood donation during the summer is especially important since the supply tends to go down. Monica Spain, KPLU News.